Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of courage, bless all leaders of your church. Make them ready to proclaim the gospel of peace and strengthen them to preach your loving word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, bless fields and orchards. Protect the land from drought and bring life-giving rain to support growth. Instruct your people in wise treatment of the world you have provided for all your creatures. We continue to pray for all affected by wildfires throughout the world, for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti, the flash flooding in Ethiopia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of community, bless all who seek justice between nations and the peoples. Give guidance to bridge builders, heal divisions, and inspire cooperation in times of crisis, disaster, and war. We pray for the people of Afghanistan as they flee their country as refugees looking for safety and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, bless all of those who are in any need. Bring healing to those who are injured or ill from sickness and disease. Accompany all who are lonely and feeling abandoned, and remind them of your abiding presence. Accompany all who are persecuted and exploited, and open to their cries. We remember especially today Eddie, Elaine, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Bonnie, Mary, Tilly, Robert, Helen, Katie, Rhonda, Nicole, Esther, Phyllis, Paul, Debbie. The lives and memory of the thousands of buried children at the residential school sites across Canada, and those we name in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of change, bless our transitions. Guide all who are embarking on new stages in their lives, such as new jobs, new community. Please sustain enduring friendships and kindle all new relationships and interests. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, bless all who mourn the deaths of their beloved ones. We give you thanks for the saints who have gone before us. Renew our confidence in your promise of the resurrection and life in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you. And if you live alone, feel free to give somebody a phone call or share the peace if you're going for a walk. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. Holy God, our maker, our healer, our teacher, your magnificent creation springs forth from your word. All that has life and breath praises your name. For your word that sustains the earth, we thank you, O God. You sent us Jesus, your word, to renew the world. He healed the sick and fed the hungry, preached your mercy and called us to faith. For your word and our Lord Christ, we praise you, O God. Nourish us with the spirit of your word, that we may grow in grace, bearing the fruits of redemption, and sharing your strength and beauty with all the world. For your word and our lives, we entreat you, O God. Accept our thanksgiving and receive our prayer for the sake of your living word, Jesus our Savior. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of God, who provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, be the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our sending song today is O Jesus, I Have Promised, and that is hymn number 810. Have a good week. May peace be with you, and God bless.